evil? How can God love it?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible-proclaiming ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, how should Christians respond to one of the most frequently asked questions? How can there be a loving God when we see so many bad things happening in our world?
All disease, disaster, suffering, you know, they're all around us. But should we be surprised? You see, we live in a sinful, fallen world, and it's been like that since our ancestor Adam introduced sin by disobeying God's clear instruction. And through this rebellious act, Adam told God that he wanted life without him, free to do as he pleased. But you see, God, who is righteous, had to judge Adam's rebellion by judging his sin with death. As a result, the world, which was once called very good, became corrupt with disease, death, suffering, and evil. And you know, sadly, most people, even Christians, aren't adequately prepared to answer this often asked question. Once we understand the reason for death and evil in this world, as recorded in Genesis, we realize it's not God's fault the world is this way, but our fault. You see, we sinned in Adam. But through Jesus Christ, the last Adam, we inherit forgiveness and eternal life with him to overcome the problem of sin.
On our attractive website, Ken Ham answers your questions about some of the hot-button topics of the day. Whether it's gay marriage or why God allows terrorism and death, you'll be built up in your faith when you log on to AnswersRadio.com.